Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to the Toronto Raptors season wrap-up edition, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah.
Of Talking Raptors, because we'll do a full end of season.
But we're not gone yet.
No, we're sticking around.
Sucks to be back, though. Not going to lie. Don't want to fucking talk about this team, Barry.
No, I don't think anyone does, really.
No.
Broadcasting is always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Zarrar's putting in work on the Comedy Records 4-on-4 basketball team.
He's putting in work.
He's got some game. Drake, here's your money. Enjoy. Looking forward to the new album.
How embarrassed is Drake in all this? Did anyone ask him?
He gave the damn scorpion necklace to Matty D.
Yeah, cursed the whole goddamn
team. Before the game
team
even ended. He's just like, nah, I can see what's happening here.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough summer for Drake, man. He's going to put out a banger of an album in June, and all his friends are going to be like, how about that team, though? Piece of shit, eh?
Yeah, it's dark times. Yeah. Very dark times.
Remember when all we had to worry about was Kelly Oubre talking shit? That was nice.
Let's go back to then and just stay.
Thing one.
The playoff recap. Now, we should also mention we've both been away, different places around the country, continent even.
Yeah.
So there were reasons that we couldn't do a podcast follow-up. But also, I mean, what is there to say, really?
It would have been...
It just would have been a lot of yelling.
Yeah.
Crying, maybe.
I still feel anger just talking about it now, and it's been a lot of weeks.
It's the darkest place I've ever been, for sure, as a Raptors fan. Even my number two team are the Blue Jays. But I don't think I've never been this depressed about the Jays.
No, because the Jays didn't lie to you. They didn't lie to you for a full season.
Exactly. This is the worst it's ever been.
You didn't get bamboozled.
It feels like there's literally no hope.
I don't think there is hope.
And 2018, as we said many times, was supposed to be the year of positivity. But these fucks just shot that right down.
Yeah, no.
I'm positively sure that this team is garbage.
Yeah.
And lie to each and every one of us.
We were lied to.
So first, we'll just talk about the playoffs themselves, and then we'll, whatever, talk about individual people.
Every time someone beats Cleveland, it hurts. It hurts a little bit more.
That was the other thing. To see Boston win those first two games so easily against the Cavs, it's just like, oh, we're really... are truly pure garbage.
Yeah.
And Tyronn Lue later then outcoached Dwayne Casey in games 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Tyronn Lue.
That's right.
So.
Took care of that problem, though.
Yeah. It just feels like the darkest it's ever been because it was all in, right?
Well, we're handcuffed now. We can't do anything.
There's nothing to do.
This year was supposed to be different. The whole goddamn campaign was our star players told us this season wouldn't matter. A lot of people were like, oh, we won 59 games. And I'm like, did you hear what Kyle Lowry said? Our starting point guard said it's a waste of a season. It's like, what do you want? That's our starting goddamn all-star point guard. Said it's a waste of a season. What do you want the fans to... How am I supposed to feel? I felt that way, yeah. And thank you for reassuring me, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And it's become very apparent how little the regular season matters. this playoffs more than ever. Ever, I feel.
Absolutely.
It's just like, yeah, it doesn't. They don't mean shit.
No.
Those 82 games are like exhibition.
It's to get your shit together.
Like, we won spring training this year. That's how it feels like.
Oh,
we're like, fucking give us some respect.
Oh, yeah, man.
We deserve respect.
We don't. We
took home the Grapefruit League.
We don't deserve any respect.
No. That's just it. Everything everyone's ever shit on us for is true. Every single thing.
Oh, yeah. I watched game four in New York, and I've never felt that way before. Like, it was heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
It was because, I mean, everyone in New York already was making fun of me and Alex Pavone because we're Raptors fans.
Right.
And even in game four, we're like, man, all we got to do is get one. We can fucking turn this around. Like, losers.
Yeah. Any kind of positivity you would bring was just meaningless.
I just feel like a loser, man. Like, I'm like, I legit, this is not a joke. I didn't want to wear my Raptors hat. I was like, nah, man, I'm not wearing this hat. I'll wear a Blue Jays hat. Fuck this.
It feels like dating a super hot chick, and she's just been banging your, I don't know, best friend.
Yeah.
Whatever. The whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone knew. Everyone knew except you. You were like, no, this is love.
Yeah, no.
This is it. And everyone's like, dude, I don't know. I don't think you should be trusting.
Yeah, you should watch out, man. We see something you don't see with your goddamn rose-colored glasses. You're like, no, man. It's the love of my life. She would never do that to me. Oh, yeah?
How do you feel going into next year? Like,
I feel nothing, man.
I know.
I'm so apathetic because we were handcuffed for at least next year.
Yeah.
This was the first year of the three-year plan, right? The three-year window with these guys. Well, it's not fucking, the window's closed already.
Yeah, the window got kicked in.
Yeah, there's no window anymore.
And
they cemented that shit up.
Yeah. It was replaced by plywood.
Yeah.
It's not really much to say. It's just utter hopelessness.
Yeah, it's moves have to be made, and I don't know what.
It's going to be difficult to make moves.
The one good thing, man, honestly, was that Masai said, put this on me. This is my fault.
I like that. That is the one, I guess there is one shining light. Is him. I'm just like, man, if anyone could fix this shit.
But shit was so bad this year. It ended so bad. That was the first time I saw the fan base, like, turn on Masai.
Yeah. No, that's
which
true.
Which was crazy.
Yep. He's in a corner now.
Yeah.
What's he going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you paid all these dudes.
Fuck.
You brought Ibaka here.
Yeah, Ibaka's all him.
Yep.
That's all him. How bad is Serge Ibaka?
I mean, he was absolutely useless.
He
played good in half of game three, and he did nothing.
When did you know it was over? I'd say honestly after game one.
Game two, I thought it was over.
That game one loss? Because you could tell then and there that DeRozan and Lowry didn't want to touch the ball when it was getting close.
Yeah.
They were both terrified.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James is that fucking amazing.
Kyle Lowry at least looked like he gave a fuck. I'll say that. Like, I'm not mad at Kyle Lowry, man. He played, I don't want to say great because no one fucking played great, but
no.
he at least looked like he gave a shit. DeMar DeRozan looked like depression took a hold of his entire life.
Yeah. Mental health's no joke.
No, man. But it's also like, I'm not going to be like, oh, man, he's depressed. Fuck it. Don't worry. We'll get him next year. No, dude, this was supposed to be the year, man.
Yeah.
Every year you fucking yell at Sports Illustrated for some shit, and then the same thing happens.
That's the thing, is every piece of disrespect ever to come out of Sports Illustrated, ESPN, Hoops Hype, they were all right.
He buckled, man.
God.
It's the one time when we need you, bro. You're a goddamn leader. And he buckled. In a way I didn't think could happen to him.
No. It's just like, there are no words, though. Because it's like you caught your girlfriend cheating, and you want to be like, okay, how do you say you still love her? And you're like,
yeah.
I don't know how to say that. I don't know how to frame this.
No, it's going to take time.
It's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to have to go out and bang a couple randoms, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Don't know what that means, no.
Support some G League teams for a bit.
Yeah, no, it's we're just gonna have to watch a lot of Jays games, man.
Yeah, there's a pick me up right there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just like I've never been this devastated by a team. It's just so I really, truly, honestly bought in and believed. I thought it was different this year. One game won in the first round. That's different, you know?
Man, I said so many stupid things to people this entire year.
I talked a lot of shit.
Oh, the whole year?
Yeah. Really had a lot of confidence in the team and had no reason to.
I think going into the season is the first. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. It's still a long off season, but I don't know what can happen. I know a lot of people are like, oh, we should trade for Kawhi Leonard. That's not fucking going to happen. We are not getting Kawhi Leonard on this team. It's not going to happen.
No. We'll talk more. ESPN put out the potential trades for DeRozan after the series ended, and none of them seem that good, to be honest, or even
possible.
No one
wants to come here, man. The one person that wanted to stay was DeMar DeRozan, and look what the fuck happened.
Like, game four, same thing. I was in Miami, actually. And, I mean, how can you not have fun in Miami? It's sunny. It's warm.
Oh, we know how you cannot have fun.
Game four comes on the TV.
You want to ruin a vacation, Barry.
That's how you ruin fucking Miami.
Yeah.
I saw Pitbull in Miami.
A Pitbull or Pitbull?
No, the Pitbull. That's the one and only. Mr. 305.
Like performing or just walking around?
Oh, I saw him perform.
What?
He was at a festival I was at, and he closed one of the main stages.
He turned it up, though, eh?
Listen to me. No joke, that man's a fucking entertainer.
Hell yeah,
all right? He banged out 75 to 90 minutes of nonstop fucking work.
He had two languages too, right? He's got
Yeah, he's going back and forth. He had like 10 background dancers that were killing it.
Fire.
And a band. And something about Pitbull that I didn't know, drops a lot of knowledge on stage.
Is he? He's a super smart dude.
Well, I mean, he's got opinions. He feels, you know, music is truly the universal language.
Which is true. I think that's numbers, but music is probably second.
Yeah, and he had, you know, different ways of communicating that we're all one, and which was interesting, for sure.
I like that.
But
why don't he should be our coach?
Go for it.
Mr. Worldwide.
Why the fuck not? And then to go home or back to the hotel after enjoying, you know, a fun day of Pitbull.
A wonderful evening.
And then you
see
this
serenading you.
Fucking garbage fire that is your supposed to be favorite.
See DeMar get chucked out. Just yep, you're right. I'm going to go home now. No. Didn't protest at all. Yep, I'm out of here.
Oh, God.
It's like we got to wait and see, man. Like we know what we are and
it's not good.
Shit ain't going to get better.
I mean, there's nothing. What can you say? There's literally nothing you can say.
No,
they got fucking destroyed.
It was just weird, and it's a weird thing to say where you're like, it didn't look like they gave a shit because I'm sure they give a shit.
They just looked terrified. They honestly looked terrified.
Like look at what Boston is doing.
Yeah,
these kids are like 22 years old.
Yeah.
You guys are God. You're veterans.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And it's not like it happens every friggin' year. So it's like, when is this going to change, dude? Kyle Lowry's 32.
Also, we're recording this podcast today, May 24th. Tracy McGrady, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Tracy McGrady.
But he's only 39. How is Tracy McGrady's younger than me. How's that possible?
I don't know.
Neither do I. All in all, I guess the best thing from my perspective that came out of these playoffs was seeing Pitbull in Miami.
Yeah.
That was the only good thing that it's I took right. away from, you know, that's what I got.
I had an amazing empanada from a food truck.
Oh, right on.
And that was the best thing that happened to me.
You see what I'm saying? Good things came from these playoffs.
$3 empanada was one of the best things I've ever eaten. I still think about that shit, man. It's so good.
You were telling me about it the other day, actually.
My buddy.
It's come up a couple times.
I had two, and I had a dessert one, which was like a sweet plantain.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't even tell you about... we never even talked about Pitbull
until now.
And I've heard many times about this empanada.
Buddy, empanada changed my life.
Empanada or Pitbull, which would you take?
Empanada. Empanada, that was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Good Lord.
Yeah. $3.
New York City, man.
Hungover, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Not fucking playing.
I got on a ferry after I ate the empanada. It was a goddamn beautiful day.
Where'd you go?
To Dumbo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I walked for 4 days straight, Barry. That's the most walking I've ever done was going to New York.
Where did you guys stay? Brooklyn?
We stayed in Brooklyn, yeah.
Oh, right, you stayed, yeah. Dumbo, that's Jay-Z gave that shout out, and yeah, could have bought the property.
Could have bought it. It's a very fucking expensive area, I'll tell you that much.
He's feeling Dumbo.
Yeah.
Thing two.
So let's, you know, go a little deeper into the whole disaster that is this team right now. DeMar DeRozan, hey. Second team All-NBA. Second team All-NBA.
Keep racking up those regular season awards, baby.
He is Mr. Regular Season.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan. Congrats. That's great.
Mr. Regular Season is fucking amazing.
That's who he is.
His nickname. Oh, my God. That is a great nickname. That's his nickname, Mr. Regular Season.
Fuck yeah. So that's great. Second team.
Congrats.
He's been in some posting some dark shit on Instagram. What was the one post that just in very small letters said dark days, even darker nights?
In very tiny font.
Good God.
So now why do you think DeMar DeRozan does things like this? So like I mean, this is a very like.
No. It's overthinking.
It's just a weird thing though, because it is important. But I'm like, is this a cry for help? Or are you doing this because your like ex-wife is on this shit? Do you know what I mean? Like, what is this for?
Wow!
Because if it's a cry for help, then someone fucking check on DeMar goddamn DeRozan,
right? Who? Oh, by the way,
I just don't feel like a multimillionaire is on doing it on an Instagram story,
right?
Like, this emo shit.
She was, by the way, she was at the. In the playoffs.
Maybe that shit didn't help then. Maybe she should not have come.
I mean, clearly it didn't, but... So you think it could be personal as opposed to professional, these posts?
I think these posts are personal. They have nothing to do with basketball.
Interesting. Okay. I think the losses fucked him up, but... I mean, he looked terrible.
Like, well, how do you... So then it's never, we're never going to beat LeBron? Is that what this is?
Apparently.
Because they're fucking scared of this man?
Terrified of him. They brought him up in the press conference. What was it, last year? The year before? When they're like, yeah, if we had LeBron James, we'd win too.
Well, DeMar brought him up again this year. Said, I guess he just has our number. That's not what I want to fucking hear, yeah. DeMar.
And I think it was last year when they said that, I'm pretty sure. But either way, Kevin Garnett and a couple other guys called him out and were like, who the fuck are these guys saying this about LeBron James? I don't want you on my team, you know?
Dude, our best player can't say, maybe he just has our number. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Then what's the point of all of this then? What are we paying you money for then?
Right. ESPN, shortly after the Raptors got booted, put out an article with a couple of potential trade ideas for DeMar DeRozan. So the first one was to Charlotte for Nicholas Batum, their first round pick for 2019 that's top 10 protected. Oh, and it's a three-way deal. Oh, and the Raptors get, Utah's 2018 second round pick.
Nice.
The Hornets get DeRozan. The Jazz get Frank Kaminsky. This is the dumbest fucking trade I've ever...
So we just gave away DeMar DeRozan for
For Nicholas Batum and a couple of draft picks.
No thanks.
Okay. This one was kind of interesting. Andrew Wiggins for DeMar DeRozan straight up.
No.
No?
What for?
Hey.
Isn't that the criticism of Wiggins since he came out of college? Like he doesn't have the...
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't have the killer instinct.
But maybe it's because he's a sociopath and LeBron can't get in his head.
No, that's OG. We already got that guy.
Okay.
We already have a sociopath.
The only reason that I think is kind of interesting is this the Toronto connection. But otherwise,
I know, but I also think he'll come here and that pressure is going to be fucking insane.
That's very, very likely.
Yeah.
This one... Wesley Matthews and Dallas's 2018 first round pick for DeRozan.
Yeah, you can keep Wesley Matthews torn ACLs over there in Texas. Fuck. Thanks.
Kawhi Leonard and Rudy Gay for DeRozan, Anunoby, and Pascal Siakam. Yeah, I mean.
They're not going to do that trade. Oh, my God.
Would you, though, if they would? Anunoby and Siakam and DeRozan.
To get Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
I traded fucking everybody on our team.
But the only thing is, talent-wise for sure, but how sane is Kawhi Leonard? You know, like, what is exactly going on?
We got DeMar DeRozan fucking losing his goddamn mind in front of us. What are we doing?
Okay. What if
our cornerstone player is broken mentally? Well, we'll bring in another guy. Maybe they can console each other. I don't know.
Fair enough. All right. If he's not going to play half a season for whatever fucking reason like he did this year, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what that's for. But I mean, with the whole Isaiah Thomas shit that happened.
Right.
I can see why he's like, fuck this, man.
Right.
Let me get that super max and then whatever we want. You know what I mean?
So do you think DeRozan's here next season?
Yeah.
Do you want him here next season?
Yes.
You don't want him traded?
I mean, I do, but not for any of that shit. Like, that's not going to happen.
Right.
I don't want to give him DeMar DeRozan away for nothing.
If there was a good trade, though, you'd be okay.
Yes.
For him to go.
Yes, because our team doesn't work when it needs to work. So something has to be done.
Second team, all NBA, DeMar DeRozan.
Mr. Regular Season.
Mr. Regular Season, get the fuck out of here as far as you're concerned if there's a good trade.
Yeah. We're not going to win a championship. It has never been more clear to me. So, it's, face goddamn reality and...
Get the fuck out of here.
One of the... They can't... Like, Kyle or DeMar... Fucking Ibaka, you piece of shit. I don't know, man. Masai, you got to figure some shit out, buddy.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I would...
It sucks? Because you can't even do these... You can't even make trades in 2K. That's how you know the Raptors are fucked. Because teams won't even trade these players. They're like, nah. I'm like, okay, we're fucked.
So now that he's second team All-NBA, but also got destroyed in the playoffs, do you think his 2K rating goes up or down?
Should go down.
You hope it does?
Yeah. Dude, the last thing I saw from DeMar DeRozan was him buckling. Like, buckling. And I was mad at him the whole playoffs. Like,
I like how much mental, like, chess there is in the NBA. I didn't realize. I was listening to a podcast, the Michael Rapaport podcast, and he had Chauncey Billups on. And he was talking about how when they beat that Lakers team of Shaq and Kobe, they intentionally let Shaq have good games.
Mm-hmm.
And then went after Kobe so he would have shitty games because they knew that would fuck up their dynamic because they'd start bitching at each other.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Like, they were fucking with their mental game more than their physical. I love that shit. And clearly...
Someone broke up DeMar DeRozan and, the beginning of the season. Knew this shit was going to come back to haunt him in the playoffs. Well played, whoever the fuck did that.
So it works, is what the moral of the story is. Again, comes back to, you know, mental health.
Absolutely.
Shit's valuable.
And that's another thing. LeBron knows that these guys are terrified of him. He started embarrassing our team because he could. And I wasn't... You're like, yeah, you fucking embarrass him, LeBron.
Like,
do it.
I think that's the difference. Is last year you'd defend them and you'd be like, this is fucking bullshit, whatever. And now it's just like, yeah, no, this is exactly what they need, deserve, whatever. Yeah. Fuck.
Regular season Raptors, baby.
A thing three.
Speaking of the regular season, Dwayne Casey is up for coach of the year. A lot of people think he'll win it. He's gone. Listen, I'm okay with this.
Hey, like I said, man, shit's got to happen, so...
Some people are saying
this can't be it.
No, for sure. But he's not the scapegoat in this. I don't buy that shit either. Like, he's not, you know what I mean? Not like, oh, fire the coach because he can't fire the players. Listen.
No, he made a lot of mistakes in the playoffs.
For seasons, I've been saying, this guy, you know, this, I don't know about this guy.
Yep.
And first things first, listen. He's apparently... From all things considered, salt of the earth, one of the best human beings on the planet.
Even your dad fucking said so.
He's a great, yeah, that's right. My father met him, loved him, said he's a great man. Dwayne Casey is a great man. We're not debating that in the slightest. One of the best people on the planet, Dwayne Casey.
Mm-hmm.
But Masai teared up when he talked about letting him go.
Yeah.
That's how good a man
is. It's like a father figure, man.
He's an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Love Dwayne Casey. He helped the team. He brought the team to where they are, and he helped develop DeMar DeRozan, and you know, amazing. That's really great.
Yeah.
Things are good. He did some good things. Did a lot of great things.
I mean, he made us a respectable franchise, But we still get disrespected, and that's on the players, though.
Right. And this year, I eventually flipped because they were winning so many games, and there was the culture change, and I said, all right, it's time for me to admit Dwayne Casey's a good coach. Then the playoffs happened. He's not a good coach. All right? He's, like, very good, but he can't adjust in-game.
He's not a good in-game adjustment.
At all. His lineup moves are questionable at best.
Well, it's also like he's fucking scared. Do you know what I mean? He's not like...
Or he just wants to...
You should be playing your hand, dude. Not playing to Cleveland's
hand. Yeah, that was the other thing. So what he used to do all the time is like, well, we can't play Valanciunas, for instance, because they're playing small ball.
That's a dude, man. That dude fucking gave a shit this playoffs.
Yeah.
All playoffs. JV
and he looked
gave
great.
A shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
played
he had
hard
a couple...
every fucking time.
Exactly.
Looked like a fool guarding Kevin Love, but goddamn it, he tried his...
Whatever.
Dude, at least he tried to guard him. Yeah. DeMar didn't do shit.
Exactly. So Dwayne Casey, just, again, as a basketball coach, is not elite level. And he's going to probably... I don't know. Maybe win Coach of the Year. Probably win Coach of the Year. Great.
Deserves it.
He is...
It's a regular season award.
He's the coach edition of Mr. Regular Season.
Yeah.
Right? He's not an elite coach. I stand by that.
But I also don't think an elite coach is walking into our door, Barry.
No, I know. I 100% agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you got to do something. You can't just keep this guy. Like, I don't know who... Who do you want to... Some people are saying Becky Hammon. I don't know. Like, I guess it's cool because she's from the Spurs pedigree, so that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
And she's apparently a fucking genius, like, basketball mind.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know, though. Do we want, like, a brand new... Someone who's never been a head coach before? That's what the Raptors want? Do you know? I don't know. Maybe. Fuck, I don't know. But, like, that's the whole thing. That's what I kept thinking, is, like, they fired Casey. I was like, fuck yeah, they did. And then everyone's like, who do you want? I'm like, there's no one. There's no one out there. Where
just
you're
let LeBron
like,
coach the team. Who gives a shit?
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Give him a fucking coach and player salary.
Mm-hmm.
And
he doesn't have to play for us. He just won't coach when we play. Play whatever team he's on. Nick Nurse, you're up, buddy.
Right.
LeBron's playing.
So it seems like at time of recording the podcast, whatever, May 24th evening, Nick Nurse is a candidate. Jerry Stackhouse is a candidate. And I don't know. Some people have said Becky Hammon's a candidate. I mean, again, what the fuck do we know? We're just idiots on the internet. Like, you know,
Masai has sort of plan. There's
no
way you fire
sure.
a fucking coach and go in blind. Especially if you're like, put this shit on me.
Yeah. And
I didn't prepare us enough for this. So
reading the articles, there are some really good ones. But just finding out like the behind the scenes stuff where he snapped on Casey and the whole staff a couple times just because like the not doubling LeBron.
Minor things, coaching things, yeah.
Putting in Nogueira at the end of that first half.
First of all, that was one of the funniest things
I know.
I've ever seen in my entire life, dude.
Right.
That dude came in for 2 minutes.
Terrified.
And we dropped 10 points. I was like, that's the greatest thing. I just died of laughter. I'm like, we're fucked.
It's a Dwayne Casey move. But that's just it. And maybe he and DeMar, that's how similar they are. Is they work extremely hard, right? But they've maxed out their potential. Where it's like you can just work so fucking hard.
Yeah, I do think Dwayne Casey was like, I don't know, man. It's a hard position, dude, when you're like,
yeah,
you change the culture, but your guys
didn't change the culture, though. I mean,
you did in the regular season, absolutely.
But, like, that's the other
thing.
The
whole style of play was different, dude.
But that's all Nick Nurse, though. That's all his offense. That's not Dwayne Casey's offense. You know?
Yeah, I know.
And like,
he's still the head coach, though. The player's still bought in.
Right. I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, your assistants come to you with shit. It's still your job to, like, implement that into the team.
They forced him to do that. Like, Ujiri and them told Casey he was doing that after last season. They're like, we're switching this up. We're using Nick Nurse's offense. Like, what did the man? What did the man fucking
then
do?
DeMar DeRozan was a fucking shell of himself in the playoffs. So like, he sat the dude, and we made a comeback.
That's the other thing too. Is he?
So it's like
in the press conferences, he was like, "Yeah, it looks like we've got the yips. Looks like we're like not there mentally." Dude, shut the fuck up! Don't say that. Why are you saying that?
Because that's what exactly what happened.
But yeah, you don't say that though.
It's hard for, I don't know, when you gonna when your players are like, I don't know, man, LeBron's better than us. What are you gonna do about it? What the hell is Dwayne Casey gonna do? Well, my guys literally gave up. So, DeMar, you can sit down here.
I just don't feel like he's. I can't see him winning a championship. I'll say that. I really don't.
It's gonna be amazing though.
When he does.
When he beats the Raptors in the first round of the playoffs next year.
He just has this unbelievable fucking playbook that comes. Yeah.
Culture change, baby.
So who do you want? Do you have any?
I don't give a
preference?
Shit.
No, I know.
Doesn't matter who you put out there, man. Like we got to change the team.
I guess
we're not.
I would say Becky Hammon. I guess maybe. Why the fuck not? I don't.
It'd be a dope story too. First female. At least
yeah,
we won't talk
female,
about
female. That's great.
DeMar DeRozan fucking choking every goddamn playoff.
Yeah. Just to have someone from the Spurs.
You know what?
Is always
you know what I thought
thing.
About it. I thought about this. I can't remember one game in the when we lost to Cleveland, but I was like, I remember asking when we interviewed Jack Armstrong. I remember asking him. I'm like, what happens if I brought up Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan choking in the playoffs, and Jack was very quick to say that they didn't choke.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, Jack friggin' Armstrong, yeah. I'm gonna, you know, very polite. But in my head, I'm like, no, fucking DeMar DeRozan choked, man.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I'm like, look at this year. I'm like, what other word for it is it? The dude choked, man.
They just don't have it.
He does it. I so much of this shit I'm putting on DeMar DeRozan.
All right.
Like, he just didn't try hard. It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because you're bricking everything.
Yeah.
And then he got mad, and he's like, he had three good defensive plays on LeBron James. He stripped the ball once. He stayed in front of him. Like, if you fucking just did that, if you played hard enough to do that, but no, you're saving yourself for offense and you're swinging at guys from fucking after they beat you off the dribble. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to, like, I don't know, man. Like, so you didn't play with pride, and I'm fucking embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I walk around the city wearing your socks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's crazy, dude.
Fuck. What about Tom Stoerner?
Yeah, well, that's who I want.
Right?
Yes.
Let's get back to reality here. There's one man that can. Maybe that's why DeRozan is broken, because Stoerner hasn't been around.
Hasn't stared into his soul for a while?
Yeah. He's got nothing.
Bring back Tom Stoerner, goddammit.
Makes a lot of sense.
Take two, thing four.
Let's go to Twitter. Twitter just keeps getting better and better day by day.
Oh, yeah.
It seems. Couple updates. On the final, I think it was the final day of the Raptors season, we were blocked by Damari Carroll. Cause,
it was probably after game four, man.
Yeah, I shit on him because there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. Like, after game four, Patrick Patterson tweeted, like, the tea and the frog emoji. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he's sipping tea.
Get the
Someone
fuck out of here.
The tea.
Patrick Patterson, what the fuck are you talking about, right? And then Damari Carroll posted something like kind of cryptic, but kind of whatever. I can't remember. Can't see it anymore either because
blocked us.
A couple people got at him and were just like, dude, who the fuck are you calling out this team or whatever? And then he's like, oh, I'm only responding to positive stuff. And then I put, you were positively terrible as a Raptor.
Blocked.
And that was it.
That's amazing.
Felt good. I'm going to be honest.
Facts as well.
Yeah. Felt nice.
Well, I mean, he did say he didn't feel like he was being used properly and.
And hey, maybe that falls on Dwayne Casey. Again, speaking of Dwayne Casey, though, any tweet that disrespected Dwayne Casey was favorited by Chuck Hayes.
Yeah.
Every single
There's
one.
There's a few ex-Raptors that were not a fan of. Well, first of all, can we also say, even more embarrassing, this fucking franchise fired Dwayne Casey. He gets nominated for Coach of the Year. The Raptors tweet, congratulations, coach. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
No, I like that.
That is so embarrassing.
I like that. No, I think that's good.
Why?
Because it's like they don't even give a shit. They're like, yeah, no, have your coach of the year, buddy. You still whatever.
I'm not mad at Dwayne Casey, though.
No.
Like, don't, like, let that man fucking live. I hope
yeah,
he gets a job.
But it's a respect thing. You're just like, hey, man, you did
it's,
a...
It felt like shade, though. It
no,
felt like,
I don't
like
it was
relax.
Shade. I don't think it was shade. I think it was like you're saying, like, respect the man, let him go, but no regrets, you know? No regrets, but he is a great man. He's a nice human being. He won 59 games. congrats on the coach of the year. Now get the fuck out of here.
Just mad at the Raptors Twitter account. I'm mad at everything about this team.
Nah, I'm okay with that. That was the other thing that drove me insane was people being, oh, he's coach of the year and you fired him? Why would you fire a guy that could be coach of the year?
Regular season
award. It's a regular season award, you fucks. Why do you think?
Well, I just don't like you have to make changes.
Absolutely.
Our team was embarrassed. So let's start making some moves. It was just crazy that in Dwayne Casey's press conference before he got fired, they asked him so many times, and all he kept saying was like, "Well, they haven't changed my keys yet." So
yeah.
And then the next day, see you later, buddy.
The next day, they took his keys. We're not going to change them, dude. We're going to take.
No,
them.
We actually turn in your badge.
Give them to us. So we had a couple polls out on Twitter. After Casey was fired, we put out the How You Feeling poll. 23% said all praise Masai. 9% said not happy. 68% bold move, but I get it. People get it, you know? Despite the dark times, I still have complete faith in Masai Ujiri. Am I insane? 9% yeah man, get help. 15% out of office reply. 76% I'm on board. I'm with you.
It's good.
Right? Would you trade DeMar DeRozan for Andrew Wiggins? 12% going to focus on curling. 28% yes. 60% no.
I wouldn't do it.
A lot of opinions on that one. Well, that's not true. A lot of votes. A couple random polls been thrown up lately. LeBron-Jordan debates obviously on fire, right? And I don't know if you noticed. Great move by Sprite. Now in the Sprite commercial, LeBron gives the dude a Sprite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy that's sweating, and he's like, just keeps going, he's like, hey, man, want a Sprite? And he gives him one. It's pretty clever. I was like, fuck yeah. I like that. Playoffs are here, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hand out the Sprite. So
stay hydrated.
This one's still going, actually. It's got 5 days on it. This is a week-long poll, this bad boy.
Oh, buddy.
Playoff LeBron offers his Thirsty guests Sprite. MJ goes with Gatorade. What would you prefer?
Sprite.
You take Sprite over Gatorade?
Gatorade's awful. Unless it's I only like lemon Gatorade. The yellow one.
What the fuck is...
But do you ever go buy Gatorade and you fuck around and buy a G2 and it fucks up your whole day?
No. 57% I've gone with Jordan on this one.
43. You know what it is? It's because I always like to... My beverage, two purposes. Hydration and to be used as mix.
So well, as mix, like, that's a whole different story.
Vodka and Gatorade, which I've done before.
Delicious.
Been in a bind. It's pretty good.
It's very good.
With
and
Sprite and vodka, that's fucking fire.
Right.
Get a little lemon wedge in there. That's an afternoon, Barry.
But you've got the carbonation. That's the only thing is that I'm thinking. Whereas in Gatorade, it's not there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Another one. MJ can grow hair but shaves his head. LeBron got plugs. MJ or LeBron?
Can MJ grow his hair?
Yeah, you can get a full head of hair.
How the fuck do you guys know this? When's the last time you guys saw the Jordan with hair? How old is Jordan? That hairline's got a...
52, 53?
That's got to be going back.
I don't know, man. I think he can still do it. So would you go LeBron or MJ on that?
If Jordan can grow his hair, for sure Jordan.
Yeah, he's got 74% of the vote right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That one's still going. Cast your votes at Talking Raptors on Twitter. And we got a couple questions on Twitter as well. Put it up kind of late, but that's on us. Any questions, thoughts, or ideas? First one came from Curly Vegas. Fuck Trump.
There it is.
All right. I think everyone can get behind that one.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Then Begay. How drunk did Barry get after Casey got fired? I had some celebratory drinks.
I figured you would.
Of course I did.
Pop the vuv, baby. The champagne. Took out the champagne for that one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You weren't happy. You're just like, yes, things have to be done. And then you drank cognac slowly, I assume.
Yeah, cognac. Twitter's been really the one thing I think that's kept us both alive through this.
It's hilarious.
Because it's been very funny. We've been able to air grievances, frustrations. So thanks to everyone who's hit us up on Twitter.
And we'll get through it, guys. Get through it.
Thanks to everyone who's providing great Twitter content because it's fucking great.
Yeah,
really enjoy it.
Our souls are empty right now, so anything helps.
Think fast, think five.
2018, it's the year of positivity. It's the year of fucking positivity.
Whoa,
let's find some goddamn fucking positives from this fucking team. Ananobi, OG Ananobi.
Yeah, that's a huge positive, man.
Very positive. Looked good.
He just didn't look scared.
Didn't look scared. I loved when they said LeBron's very strong, and he said, yeah, I'm strong too.
I'm also strong.
I like that. I like that he's quiet.
I like his attitude.
I like everything about the guy.
There's no way that guy ever thought that people are better than him. Do you know what I mean? Like he's like, I can do this. I can
really like how he carries himself. Obviously, we all like how he plays. That's a positive.
Yeah. Siakam.
Pascal Siakam took his game to another level.
Love that dude, man.
Big fan. Another positive. Delon Wright.
Yep.
Love the mitten.
We gotta get that jumper.
Hey.
That jumper wet and we're laughing.
Yep. Fred VanVleet, sixth man of the year. Congratulations for the nomination.
Don't think you're going to win, but...
But, hey, at least you got nominated.
Get that money, baby.
Please, God, don't leave.
Yep.
But, staying positive, he is good.
He's just not scared.
No.
It's a... I don't know, man. Now I'm, like, just thinking about it, people's attitudes, which is insane.
That mental game, man.
Yeah.
It's big.
How do we figure that out? You gotta do that Matt Barnes like ball fake in Kobe Bryant's face and see if they flinch. If they flinch, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. They should just have plants like that all over the Air Canada Center.
Yeah, just
fucking psyching guys out.
DeMar ducked, get him out.
Can you imagine?
DeMar ducked and ran. He ran
Barnes
away.
Said that's a DeRozan. Holy shit. The bench. Just overall the bench is positive, I'd say. Pirtle had a bit of a rough playoff, but he's got great hands. Valanciunas, we mentioned earlier. Really
great, man.
Liked how that guy played. That was good. Very positive. We've still got Masai Ujiri.
We still got Norm.
Well, come on. Let's try and...
Norman Powell is still on the Raptors.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll, I don't know, be a basketball player again. That'll be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That GoDaddy curse apparently is real.
That's a real thing.
T-shirts were good this playoff round.
Yep. We look fucking great, guys.
Yep.
That's it. Mascot's still fucking dope.
Yep. Global Ambassador has a new album coming out next month that's supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he took out all the shout-outs that he was going to give the Raptors. They don't deserve it.
No. Did like when he passed the Scorpion necklace over to Matt Devlin at the end of game one.
Mm-hmm.
Before the game was even over, he's just like, nah, we're getting the fuck. Getting rid of this thing. Okay. I think
that's as positive as I can be right now.
We did it. There we go.
Going to be a hell of an off season.
Yeah.
And when nothing happens, it's going to be a real sad start to the season.
I think something's going to happen. That's my big positive is we still have Masai Ujiri, and this guy is not fucking around.
It's a lot of pressure on him, man. He's never hired
A lot of pressure on him, and he's not afraid to make moves, you know? That's what I loved about Colangelo so much. He didn't give a fuck. He'd be like, yeah, okay, trade him. Gone. Let's try this. Ujiri's not playing. He's going to do something.
We're going to get Kostas and Antetokounmpo.
It's going to be great.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
Hey, that actually segues nicely into Thing 6.
There it is.
It's about the Milwaukee Bucks.
Whoa!
Because the Milwaukee Bucks are easily my second favorite franchise in all of sports now.
Mm-hmm.
They came out yesterday, which would have been Wednesday, because this is coming out Friday. So it wouldn't have been yesterday if you're listening to it on Friday.
2 days.
Wednesday, the 23rd, they put out a statement regarding the incident with Sterling Brown and Milwaukee police. And essentially, what they said is the Milwaukee police can go fuck themselves. We like them, but it's time we actually do something about this insane racism that's happening throughout the country with the police forces. And they've fully backed Sterling Brown. And it's badass as fuck.
It's amazing.
And it's about goddamn time. And it was also great that it came out the same day as the NFL released their
white supremacy note.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's just like, it's, we retweeted the letter. You can read it in its entirety. I mean, it's not long, but it's just, it was very blunt and very just, I don't know. It was the perfect statement.
It makes you happy to be a fan of the NBA, man. You're like, it really is the most progressive.
Yeah, it really is. They don't fuck around.
League.
And
which is crazy that I'm saying that's progressive when fucking cops are tasing innocent black people.
The guy parked in a handicapped spot, because he was running into a Walgreens. Fine, give him a ticket, whatever.
Yeah. Tased him.
Yeah. And shout out to Sterling Brown, who's, I mean, from all accounts, reading everything, he's handled it very professionally. I hope he sues the fuck out of the...
Sues the shit out of the Milwaukee PD.
And it's just the beginning, you know what I mean? I hope it just snowballs and keeps going.
Giannis is the new sheriff.
Anything. Let's go for it. But yeah, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks, that statement, and just anyone that's not... Oh, also today, co-owner of the New York Jets said he'll pay any fine a player gets if they kneel.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's just, you know, trying to go the... I mean, again, what do we know? We're fucking idiots, right?
Yeah.
I'm speaking for myself mostly, but trying to go the PC route and be like, no, give them, you know, everyone gets a fair stance and everyone can voice their opinion. It's like, no, fuck this shit. No, no. Like, it's not, no.
Time's changing, man. We ain't, yeah. No one's about this shit anymore.
Fight
stop this.
Fire with fire. Yeah. Push back to stop getting pushed for the love of fucking Christ. And you can do it professionally. You can do it in an honest and accurate way. And the Milwaukee Bucks did that. And God love them.
Yeah.
Fucking... Come on.
It's amazing.
It's just really... It's like, honestly, like, it was like that little thing of like, oh, there are still some, like, good people left in the world that have some balls, you know, that aren't worried about fucking ticket sales or some shit. Or I don't even know what the fuck these people are worried about besides...
Well, maybe. In the NFL is different. That's a whole army fucking money thing that's...
Right.
Tied into their country being a fucking disaster, but...
Yeah. So, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I am more than confident the Raptors would do the same thing.
Absolutely.
If it were, you know, they were, God forbid, in that position. But, fuck, man. It was just so nice to see where it's like, oh, something good in the world.
Yeah, be on the fucking... It's nice when people are on the right side of history, right? Like, you're like, thank God.
Felt good.
Feels good. Yeah, it's just weird. You're like, every fucking team should do that.
Because it's just, it's exhausting following everything that's going on. And even here in Ontario, we've got Doug Ford. How is this piece of shit being considered, this is the best we can get to lead our province? You know what I mean?
Like, that's the thing that everyone's like, oh, America's all fucked up. Borders are not fucking...
I know, yeah.
It's not a real thing, man. Yeah. It's a man-made thing. Human beings are there. They're the same racist motherfuckers are also here.
Yeah, it's just, it is literally exhausting. So, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, it brings it back to positivity, 2018.
Here we are.
Shooting positivity. It's
good people out there, baby.
That's what we do on this podcast, all right? It's not our fault that the team...
embarrassed us.
Right?
Yeah.
We hooked our wagon to the wrong, what is it? Cart to the horse?
The hitcher. I don't know.
Ah, shit.
Wrong horse.
Something. You know what I'm talking about. You know.
Six from a six.
When this comes out, the game six or game five of the West will have been played.
Mm-hmm.
But as of now, it's 2-2. Boston is up 3-2. Who do you think is making the NBA Finals?
I still think LeBron's going to do it.
Really?
I need that for my sanity. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't have that happen, man. I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, if it goes... I'm not betting against LeBron James in a Game 7 series. This shit LeBron knows, like, how much this is going to mean, because he knows that everyone knows his team is shit.
Right.
So he's going to single-handedly do...
And he's getting the fuck out of here after, probably.
I wouldn't stay.
No.
Why would you stay in that fucking shithole? Unless, what's his name, sells the team.
Or if he comes here. Could we trade him for DeRozan?
I keep getting drunk and telling my brother that.
LeBron James.
LeBron's coming, baby!
LeBron for DeRozan, straight up.
Let's do it.
And we'll throw in a Raptors first round pick. That's protected.
But that's how people are talking about trades, though. Like, they're like, let's trade DeMar for LeBron, straight up. Why wouldn't they do that? Yeah, you're right. We'll be fine. We'll get LeBron.
Here's the thing. Everyone
saw. We'll get LeBron and Kawhi. It's no problem.
Everyone saw the same series we saw, right? Everyone saw the man just fall apart. So, okay, I'm gonna say Boston, Golden State. That's what I'm going with it. Boom. That's my pick. You're saying Cleveland. Who did you pick in the West?
I didn't pick anyone, but I want the fucking Rockets to do it. I want the Rockets because I'm like, I just hate basketball right now. That's what the fucking problem is. I'm like, God damn, it's going to be goddamn Warriors and Cavs again. Who gives a shit?
Right.
Warriors are going to fucking destroy them. And our team is worse than I ever thought we could be. So what is the point?
Yeah. I think Houston can win, but for some reason, I think Golden... Well, not for some reason. I just think Golden State's going to win.
Yeah.
And I'll say Boston's going to take out Cleveland.
I'm going to say...
I don't think LeBron can win in Boston. I'll say that.
I think he can.
Wow. All right.
I definitely do. Man, he's building this shit up. Everyone's talking about, oh, he's so tired. He has such a workload, which he does. That's the...
Of course he does, yeah.
That wagon is hitched to a horse, buddy. That whole team is on that guy's back.
It's people have been saying this for years, but even, I guess, now it's just maybe it's magnified more, or maybe I'm just noticing it more. This standard they hold that man to is
just crazy.
Fucking insane.
Like, yeah, it's nuts.
It's like he... I don't know. It's like if they won a championship this year, they're not going to. But if like that, now the MJ LeBron debate's legit. But even not, it's like kind of like, yeah, like it's kind of, I don't know.
He has to do way more
about it. You know what I mean?
He definitely has to do way more for his team than Michael did. He has to do fucking everything.
The level that people expect that guy, and you're just like, who is ever held to this standard? What the fuck is going
on? That's why I think he's playing up that tired thing in that game, and then he's not stupid, man.
There was even
he's trying to like be undeniably the greatest of all time. He's got five more years, I think.
Yeah, you can do five more for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he's gonna be LeBron.
No. Yeah, but
shit, like I don't know.
But even like Skip Bayless.
Fuck Skip Bayless.
I mean, that's the extreme, and he's a piece of shit, and no one... But, I mean, even he was, like, tweeting. He's like, oh, look at LeBron drinking water at half court, acting like he's dehydrated. The man can't fucking drink water? You know what I mean?
He's like, criticized for everything.
What the sweet fuck is happening?
Like, I know.
Anyway.
It's because... Well, I mean, it's like... But you're, like, more rational. But it's like people, like, love Michael Jordan. That's their fucking hero.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, this guy is coming and is challenging people's fucking childhood heroes. You're like, I don't know.
It's tough. No, for sure.
What are you gonna... And he's not done. It's not like this is his last year.
No. I've really...
He's dummying everyone's records, buddy.
Not only just because fallen. He broke my heart and totally...
Fucked our team.
Destroyed. Ruined the franchise.
Got our coach fired.
Everything. Besides that,
yeah, shout out to that dude, man.
Yeah,
gangster as fuck.
I've just like the respect level for him just keeps going up. Like I'm just like, man, this guy is fucking unbelievable. Like we're watching like one,
and he's all class.
That's yeah, he really
no
is.
One talks about.
Yeah,
the only time that guy fucked up was that
him.
Miami thing.
Yeah,
and he still gave that money to charity. God damn it.
Yeah, but there's never any scandals around.
No,
him.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Nothing.
He's not out clubbing with like whores or anything.
No.
He's always at his son's basketball games
yeah.
and shit. You know? Yeah.
So always says the right things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the dude, I'm telling you, man, it's a narrative that he's building himself that like he never started recalling second by second plays ever. And he's like, no, I'm a fucking genius. I'm smarter than everybody. Yeah. Do you see what I fucking did to that Toronto team?
Yeah.
I broke a whole country, you fucks. LeBron James.
Yeah, I did. He ruined the nation.
Yeah.
Kudos. He's fucking amazing.
And I just need them to win, so just so it softens them.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. This computer's got 2% battery left.
That's fucking...
So let's...
So this is a goddamn... My hope in the Raptors franchise. We're at 2% right there, too, buddy.
Everything about it.
Save us, Masai!
The battery's in the red, Masai. Work your magic.
Shout out to all dudes at Raptors Republic.
We'll be back in a week or two.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts. We're at 1%.
Someone give DeMar DeRozan a hug.
We're going to make it through this. Somehow. Positivity.
Let's go, Raptors.
Ugh. Hey. Ugh. Let's go, Raptors.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Go start. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.